Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic old-school DNB ride groove in Ableton Live 12, then tuning and arranging the bass, so the whole thing feels like a proper roller, and that really is the key idea here. In drum and bass, it's not just about having a hard kick and snare. The groove lives in the relationship between the drums, the ride, and the bass. If those three things lock together, even a simple loop can feel huge. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly, but still make it sound authentic. Think raw breakbeat energy, a steady ride pushing the track forward, and a bassline that answers the drums instead of fighting them. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. That sits right in classic DNB territory. Then create 5 tracks: drum break, ride, bass, atmosphere, and FX or transition. You can color code them if you want, because yes, even small organization wins help you work faster and make better decisions. Now, on the drum break track, bring in a breakbeat with some character. You want a break with a solid snare and a bit of room tone. Something that feels alive. Don't worry about making it perfect. Old school DNB actually benefits from a little grit and movement. Next, set up the ride track. Load a ride sample in Sampler or drum rack. The important thing here is that it should cut through, but not become a giant splashy cymbal wash. We want energy, not a cymbal solo. Then create a MIDI track for the bass and load something simple and stable like analog, operator, or wavetable. If you're just starting out, analog is a great choice because it gets you results quickly without overcomplicating things. Now let's program the ride groove. A classic old-school ride pattern is usually simple, steady, and relentless. Try placing ride hits on the offbeats, so on the end of each beat. That gives you a forward-driving pulse right away. You can also experiment with a slightly busier 16th note rhythm, but keep some spaces in there so the groove can breathe. As you listen, keep the ride lower in the mix than the snare. That's important. The ride should add motion, not steal the spotlight. If it feels too harsh, high pass it with EQ8 somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, and if needed, tame the top end a little with a gentle filter or EQ. A tiny bit of saturator can also help it feel a bit more present and rough around the edges. A good teacher rule here: if you notice the ride before you notice the groove, it's probably too loud. Now bring in the drum break and line it up with the grid. Keep it raw if it already has a good feel. If it sounds too rigid, you can warp it lightly or slice it up for more control. Start with simple processing. High pass the low rumble, maybe below 30 to 40 Hz, and only use light compression if the break feels uneven. If you want a little more dirt, drum bus or a touch of saturator can add character without flattening everything. Then listen to the break and ride together. This is where the groove starts to come alive. The ride should push the break forward, not clash with it. If the ride is masking the snare, pull it back or remove a few hits around the snare accents. Small changes matter a lot in this style. Now we move to the bass line, which is the real weight of the lesson. Old school DNB bass is often simple, but it has attitude. It usually acts like a response to the drums. Load analog on the bass track and start with a basic patch. A square or saw wave is a great starting point. You can add a second oscillator slightly detuned if you want more thickness. Then use a low-pass filter to keep it dark and focused. Short attack, controlled decay, and a little glide can all help the bass feel more fluid and alive. If you want a more classic roller flavor, you can build a sub-layer with a sine wave in operator, then layer a mid-bass sound on top. The sub should stay mono and clean. Use utility and set the width to 0 on the sub-layer if needed. That keeps the low end solid and centered. Now program a simple bass rhythm. Start with one root note, maybe held for 1 or 2 bars, then add a few short answer notes around the drums. Think call and response. If the break is busy, keep the bass simpler. If the bass is more active, let the ride and drums breathe a little more. This is a really important mindset for old school DNB. The parts should leave space for each other. It's not about stuffing the lane full of notes. It's about making every note feel intentional. Now let's tune the bass properly, because this is one of the biggest beginner mistakes in drum and bass. Choose a key first. Dark old school DNB often sits well in keys like F minor, G minor, D minor, or A minor. Let's say you're working in F minor. Use F as your root note and test it with the drums. Loop the bass and break together. Then move the note up or down by semitones until it feels locked in. If the low end sounds hollow or weak, the bass may be in the wrong octave or key. Also check where your bass is living in the register. Sub notes often work well around F1 to F2, depending on the sound. Too low, and things can get muddy fast. Too high, and you lose that proper weight. If you want a quick visual check, Put Spectrum on the bass track and look at the low end, but always trust your ears first. You're looking for a strong fundamental, clean low-end behavior, and a bass note that feels like it belongs with the drums. Now let's shape the bass with a simple processing chain using Ableton stock devices. Start with EQ8. Cut any unnecessary rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Then add saturator for a bit of harmonic grit. A few dB of drive can make a big difference. If the bass notes jump out too much, add gentle compression, but don't crush it. You want control, not flattening. If you're working with a two-layer bass, keep the sub clean and mono, and let the mid-bass carry the aggression. That's a really solid beginner strategy. Old school DNB can be rough and dirty, but the low end still needs discipline. Now it's time to turn the loop into a real arrangement. A lot of beginner tracks get stuck here. The loop sounds good, but nothing develops. So let's shape the first 16 bars like a proper drop. For bars 1 to 4, bring in the full drums, the ride, and the simplest version of the bass line. Keep it clear and direct. For bars 5 to 8, add a small bass variation. Maybe remove a ride hit or two to make a little more space. At the end of bar 8, add a small fill or transition moment. For bars 9 to 12, increase the energy. Maybe the bass gets a little more active, or you add a subtle riser or noise swell. For bars 13 to 16, pull the bass out for half a bar before the phrase change. Let the drums answer on their own, then bring the groove back in. That kind of tension and release is a classic jungle and DNB move. And here's the important thing. These changes should be small. Old school DNB doesn't need huge dramatic switches every 4 seconds. It needs pressure, movement, and smart repetition. Automation is how you keep the loop alive. You can automate the bass filter to open slightly as the section develops. You can nudge saturator drive up a little in the second half. You can pull the ride volume back slightly during fills. Even a tiny move can make the groove feel more intentional. One really effective beginner move is to keep the bass a little more closed in the first 4 bars, then open it up a touch around bar 5. That gives the drop a sense of progression without messing up the low-end focus. Now check the mix balance. Turn the master down and listen quietly. If the groove still feels solid at low volume, you're probably in a good place. Make sure the snare stays clear, the sub stays centered, and the ride adds energy without sounding harsh. If the bass disappears in mono, reduce any stereo widening on the bass layers. In this style, the low end needs to stay strong and disciplined. A few common problems to watch out for. If the ride is too loud, lower it and high pass it more. If the bass isn't tuned to the key, fix the root note before doing anything else. If the sub is fighting the kick, simplify the bass rhythm or shorten the note length. If the drums sound too clean, add a little grit with drum bus or saturator, but keep it subtle. And if the loop never changes, add a tiny fill or automation move every 4 or 8 bars. Here are a few extra pro tips to help the groove feel more old school and more alive. Try thinking in call and response. Let the drums speak, then let the bass reply. Use note length as a groove tool, because even a tiny change in how long a note lasts can make the whole pattern feel tighter or more rolling. Don't overquantize everything if your break has swing or shuffle. Let that feel breathe, and check the bass at low volume. If it still feels strong when turned down, that's a very good sign. If you want to push the vibe darker, try a slightly shorter glide on the bass, or add a quiet ghost note just before a strong hit. You can also duplicate your ride clip and make one version denser and one sparser, then alternate them across the drop for subtle lift and release. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set Ableton to 174 BPM, make an 8-bar loop with a break, a ride pattern, and a simple bass patch in a key like F minor or G minor. Hold the root note and answer the drums with just a few short notes. Add EQ and saturator on the bass, then automate just one thing, like the ride volume or bass filter. Export it, listen on headphones and speakers, and ask yourself one question. Does this feel like a real drop, or just a loop? Because that's the goal. Not just making something that sounds like DNB, but making it feel like it belongs in an old school set. So remember the big takeaways. Keep the ride energetic but controlled. Tune the bass to the key. Keep the sub mono. Use small arrangement changes every few bars. And always think about how the drums and bass are talking to each other. That's the groove. That's the roller. And that's how you start making old school DNB that actually hits.